In our last story, we're going to hear a conversation between brothers Matthew and David. In the midterm elections of 2006, voters nationwide sent a message to Washington, D.C. They wanted change. The night before the election, Matthew and David talked about some of the things in the world that need fixing now.
When you go down in Brownsville or certain parts of Brooklyn, all you see are projects, people working at McDonald's, Burger King, KFC. And what? And McDonald's, Burger King is the most paying job in America. Well, not most paying to the workers, but people who own those businesses get the money, not the workers. Because workers go there from, 7 all the way to 7 p.m. And every single day they have to do that. And it totally costs like $12 a day. What's with that?
I guess the worst thing that bothers me about the Earth's issues or whatever, I think, is crime and the fact that George Bush just doesn't care enough about it. He thinks he's doing a good job because certain isolated areas of the country or whatever show good results. But other than that, every other thing he's doing is bad. Like the war in Iraq, he's sending billions and billions of dollars over there. Since George Bush became president, America's going down, not up. Whatever he's saying, a lot of stuff he's saying is not true. All you have to do is look in America and see that it's not becoming bad, it's becoming worse.
When it comes to politics, it's easy to become cynical.
If we were to send this message to Bush, do you think he would really care? He'll probably listen to it, but he'll just throw it away like he does everything else in the United States. Bush is really disrespectful, and if I'm only 12 years old saying this, then I think Bush should hear me, and I'm telling him just to back off and do the right thing. Not to fight Iraq, not to put the poor people even more poor. I'm not saying America is not easy and you have to fight a lot of challenges, but come on, if you're our leader, then you have to fight it with us instead of sitting there ruling us like a master or a boss or a king, because you're not. You're just our president and supposed to be a good example. But I'm saying this now, you're not a good example, I'm just saying it.
But how do we begin to fix our problems?
You could try and protest, but I don't see what good that can do. It won't bring the soldiers home because George Bush said as long as he's president, there will not be any soldiers coming home. So then after that, you have to see what's the second issue, which is Congress and voting. Because Congress and Senate, anything that George Bush can do, they can do. So like, if people support the issue that you think are right, vote them in. If they oppose the issue that you think are not right, then don't vote them in.
Voting for change can help. You can also run for office yourself, or become a community organizer. Matthew thought about it before, but he admits that it will take more than just one person to bring about a change.
I'm not saying that I can't do that, but I'm going to need help. I think somewhere out there in this earth, if it's not me, then it's going to be somebody who's going to fight back against Bush, because America is the land of the brave. And they just not going to just take it and just have Bush control them, because somebody will start speaking up. If it's not me, it's somebody else.
Crazy.